Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
You know, it's been 88 days since Joe Biden has held something resembling a press conference. 88 consecutive days. Sleepy Joe, believed to be hiding somewhere in the basement right now with his nurse, I don't know. It's really unfortunate, but you know, when you look at what's happening out there, with all of these stories about the unnamed conservatives and Republicans who are alarmed at these poll numbers, it makes you wonder, why in the world would someone like a Carly Fiorina say that she was going to support Joe Biden? How is it that you have Republicans in the establishment that are willing to say, you know what, we're not going to vote for Trump, we're just going to sit this one out? I want to go to the Liberty University newsmaker line, good friend of this program from the RNC, Liz Harrington. Liz, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, we had earlier today, we had George Stephanopoulos on ABC saying that, you know what, it's over. It's Trump is done. He's not going to win. He's got no shot of winning. There are people, you know, suggesting in some stories that he's going to drop out of the race because of these poll numbers out there. And Liz, they just don't get it. The same thing happened the last go around. And of course, we all know how that worked out.
Right. It's deja vu all over again. It's amazing. It's the same playbook that they've thrown at President Trump from before he was even elected, right? Now they're bringing back the Russia collusion hoax from the grave. It's swamp tricks. That's all they do. But they're missing. They're missing what's going on in the heartland. They're missing the silent majority that grows every single day, that the mainstream media and Democrats go further and further to the left. I mean, if you think about all the reasons why we voted for President Trump in 2016 in the first place, he's followed through on that. And everything that we were voting against, with what the Obama and Biden administration did, with the failures, just the capitulation to this left-wing agenda where it was all about the government telling people what bathrooms they can use. Well, look at what they're doing now. Now they're just out in the street. Mobs are tearing down statues. These Democrat governors are not letting people go to church, but then they're marching in the street taking a knee if they think a social justice cause is worthy enough. Suddenly the coronavirus disappears. This complete hysterical double standard that is so anti-American is really going to have negative impacts for the Democrats come November. That silent majority is growing every single day, and President Trump is a defender of liberty. He's a defender of the unborn. He's a defender of American values and our founding principles of equal justice under the law. And the American people are seeing how important those issues are.
Well, I think it certainly helps with announcements just a few moments ago coming from the White House. More than 100 people, anarchists, have been arrested for attacking and toppling statues around the country. I think that's a step in the right direction when we talk about law and order.
Absolutely. This president has acted to defend cities when Democrat mayors are refusing to do it. I mean, thank goodness that the administration and President Trump stepped in and didn't have Mayor Bowser have her way to just let the angry mob tear down the statue of Andrew Jackson, tear down the statues. They were trying to tear down Lincoln, of this ignorant mob that has no appreciation for history and really just has such disdain for this country. President Trump promised that we would defend the law, we would restore order, and we hold these people accountable. That executive order he signed on Friday is going to force these other Democrats that run our cities to protect their monuments, or there's going to be very big consequences. This is not what our country is about, and it's exactly what the founders warned against a rule of the mob. And so if you are upset by something, or you don't want believe in the values or whatever is on that statue, you do a process. You go vote. You do it through a peaceful manner. You do not just let an angry mob destroy. And that's what shows you how this is not even about the issues they claim it's about. It's all about tearing down this country. And otherwise, they wouldn't be tearing down abolitionists. They wouldn't be tearing down Ulysses S. Grant and Lincoln and so many others. No, it's just a far left-wing mob. We should listen to them when they tell us that the founders of the Black Lives Matter political movement say they are trained Marxists. Let's take them at their word. Let's not let them destroy our country.
No, I'm with you on that, Liz. I'm wondering if you have seen any data, internal data within the Republican Party of the president's approval numbers, and are people getting energetic? Are they going to go out and vote in November?
Absolutely. The enthusiasm is through the roof. Look at the primary results. When President Trump locked up his nomination, obviously, months ago, even during a pandemic, he's getting 94% of people coming out in the Republican Party to cast their ballot for him. Just like we had the 12,000 people in Tulsa, just like we had record-breaking people tuning in to watch that rally. The enthusiasm is there. We see it in our internal numbers as well. President Trump has taken a bold stand for this country. He followed through on his promises, and on Wednesday, we're going to have the official going into effect, the USMCA. And it's a huge promise that, you know, for years, Democrats and Republicans said, oh, NAFTA, yeah, we need to fix it. We need to change it. No, President Trump is the one who got it done. That's just one of many examples that he's a man of his word. He loves this country, and he's going to fight every single day for American workers. That type of energy, that type of confidence and just love, a can-do spirit that President Trump has for this country is infectious, and it's really grown, and people see there's such a dividing line now of what the left wants, and they have complete control of Joe Biden. They have complete control of the agenda. He's not going to be making any decision. We do not want to go down that path, and it's bringing more people to our side.
I don't know if you saw the images coming out of St. Louis with those homeowners, the husband and wife on the front lawn of their home in a gated community, brandishing firearms to, you know, as a massive group of these Black Lives Matter thugs, quite frankly, trespassed in their neighborhood. You know, the president has retweeted a story about this. Honestly, Liz, I think this is pretty symbolic of where we are in the country right now, where a lot of Americans feel like they've been abandoned and they have to take their own protection into their own hands.
Well, it's amazing to see the failures of so many of these Democrat-run cities to not do their first and fundamental thing, which is to protect private property. And where were they? The same governors, the same mayors who said, no, you can't open up your barbershop. Nope, you can't play t-ball alone on an empty ballpark with your daughter. We'll come arrest you. You can't paddleboard alone on an empty beach in an empty ocean. No, we'll arrest you. The same mayors and governors, the second the looting began, the second there was violence and businesses burning to the ground, where were they? Where was that heavy hand of government? And that's what I'm telling you, when you ask about the enthusiasm, when you ask about are people going to come out and vote, we always say election have consequences. Every single American that lives in a Democrat-run city are really feeling those confidence because of what they did, their failures during the pandemic, their failures to prioritize the most vulnerable, their failures during these riots to protect the innocent small business owners and the innocent lives of law enforcement that were killed during these horrific events. The American people are seeing that those consequences are real, and they know how important it's going to be to vote Republican in November. And this is what's at stake here, and I think every person has a right to defend themselves, especially when the government's not going to be there. Dismantle the police, defund the police, but now Minneapolis, the council, the far left-wing council members, they get private security. Enough. People are really upset about this. They're going to flee the cities. They're going to flee from Democrat tyranny, and they're going to vote Republican in November.
All right, Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. Liz Harrington from the RNC. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Wow. As Liz was speaking, we have a breaking news development out of St. Louis, and I want to share this information with you, and it's going to it's going to cause your blood pressure to go up just a smidge. So the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, which is basically the DA, her name is Kimberly Gardner, and she released a statement that she is alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters were met by guns and a violent assault. Kimberly Gardner now says her office is investigating. Quote, we must protect the right to peacefully protest, and any attempt to chill it through intimidation or threat of deadly force will not be tolerated. Make no mistake, we will not tolerate the use of force against those exercising their First Amendment rights, and will use the full power of Missouri law to hold people accountable. Well, what about the rights of these homeowners? Don't they have a right to protect their property? Don't they have a right to live peacefully behind a gated community? Don't they have that right? I'm telling you, folks, if they end up arresting those homeowners, there will be payback. So the St. Louis Circuit Attorney is now basically telling people, you do not have a right to defend your property. And I don't recall anybody getting shot, quite frankly. On the contrary, those weapons were a deterrent, because those Black Lives Matter thugs who broke the law, who breached the gate of a private community, knew that those homeowners meant business. And I say, good for the homeowners. What say you? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
In the last hour, we were talking about an uptick in the number of men, American men, who wear makeup. In other words, they want to paint up, they want to doll up their faces and wear the makeup and the glitter stuff and paint their toenails and the whole nine yards. And apparently that's like a big craze among American men under the age of 40. Well, we have more to this story, because there's been an attempt to go woke in companies around the world. Everybody wants to be woke. And the folks over at L'Oreal have decided they are no longer going to use certain words when referring to their cosmetics. So L'Oreal is announcing that they are going to remove the word whitening from its products. I'm not making this up.
What about the whitening strips that they give you for your teeth? You ever use those before? Because I have.
You know, that is a good question. I mean, if you have white teeth, does that make you a racist?
Because they're always trying to, every dental thing you ever see advertised is like, oh, look how beautiful pearly white we can make your teeth.
Pearly white, that may be, yeah, that those words may have to go away.
Come to think of it now, they may have to get rid of any references to the pearly gates found in religion.
Oh, yes. Well, that's true. Or mayonnaise. So according to Fox News, the L'Oreal, which is based in France, got a lot of backlash because they have products that promote skin lightening. I guess you rub the product and you become lighter, I suppose, is that white face? So they removed the words white and whitening, fair, fairness, light and lightening from all of its skin products. And they're not the only ones. Johnson & Johnson is doing the same thing. They're going to discontinue some of their Neutrogena and Clean and Clear products that advertise dark spot reducers. Now, here's an interesting question. Let's just say that you are a white person, a Caucasian. And Caleb, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to. So, Caleb, the older members of your family.
Right.
The grandparents, moms and dads, maybe. Have you noticed they get the age spots? They're kind of splotchy on their hands.
Yeah, most people do.
Mm-hmm, that's true. And most people, most ladies, they don't like those spots, so they use the creams and the ointments and the whatnot. Maybe they use essential oils. I've never known what that was for.
I still haven't figured out the essential oils thing.
I do know you can't cook with those oils, just FYI. I don't want to go into any details, but you can't cook with it. So anyway, you would buy an ointment and you would wipe that or rub that into your skin and the blemishes would go away. How long do you think it's going to be before one of these woke dermatologists announces that anyone who tries to remove the dark spots from their white skin is a racist?
See, there's a deep rabbit hole you can go down with this where it's like, oh, maybe you should be glad to have a dark spot, right? But then all of a sudden, whoa, wait a second, now your skin's dark and now you're appropriating black people. Does that mean that your skin is trying to put on blackface?
Oh, natural blackface.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really not a face, it's black hand.
So then do you have to remove it? But then also, are you racist for trying to make your skin whiter? There's a lot of confusing things here.
So that leads me into this next story about the Golden Girls, who are never controversial, and yet Hulu has decided to pull one of the episodes. And it was an episode where Dorothy's son was dating an older black woman. And it was a race-sensitive episode. And in the middle of all of this, into the living room, comes Blanche and Rose. And they were wearing mud packs because they were doing, the facials. And so Rose says, we're not black. These are mud packs. So Hulu has removed that episode from its streaming service because people might be offended by mud packs. You just can't make this stuff up, folks. You cannot make this stuff up. So look, coming up in just a few moments, our good friend Frank Corder is going to be here from YallPolitics.com. Big news story about the Mississippi state flag. By the way, women's soccer, over the weekend, they disrespected the national anthem and the American flag. They even wore Black Lives Matter t-shirts for the match. The NBA says they're going to do the same thing. Folks, are you tired of sports getting woke? And are you going to watch NFL games this fall if they take a knee? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. LeBron James says that the National Football League owes Colin Kaepernick a sincere, true apology. There are also reports that a good number of NFL players and coaches are going to disrespect the national anthem during this coming football season. My question to you, very simple. If that happens, are you going to continue watching the NFL? And it seems to me, based on what's been happening in the NFL over the past couple of years, a massive drop in attendance, a massive drop in ticket sales, that clearly they just don't care. They don't care what you people think. And by you people, I mean, I don't mean you people. I mean you people being the ticket. Well, you people know. Yeah, there, I did it again. Y'all know what I'm talking about. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Y'all Politics, Frank Corder. Frank, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
Frank, just if you could clear up a rumor, we understand you guys may be launching another publication for Northern Politics called Use Guys. Any truth to that rumor at all? It's
No, not yet. But, you know, the North could use some good conservative media up in that way.
Well, you've got that right. Y'allpolitics.com, folks, you got to check it out. Great stories there. And you guys have literally been on top of this this Mississippi State flag controversy. So bring our listeners up to speed on what happened over the weekend.
Sure. Over the past 48 hours here in Mississippi, the legislature took the bill up that will retire the current state flag that has a Confederate battle emblem in the left canton, the left corner of the flag, and then have a 9-person commission formed to form a new flag, to design a new flag that voters will be asked to vote on in November. The caveat with this is that the new flag has to contain the words "In God We Trust."
Now, this is fascinating, and I think it's actually pretty brilliant. Why is that? So the new flag has to include the phrase "In God We Trust."
That's right. You know, the one thing about Mississippi, for the most part, on the left and right, we're still a very conservative-minded state. A majority of our citizens on the left and right still attend church every week. We hold God to be at the highest standard. And so the one thing that could unify our state is the fact that God is still reigning over us. Our state has not had the riots and the unrest as you've seen throughout the other parts of the country. And you expect perhaps we would, given our history, but that is not the case. So the time is now, they say, to go ahead and retire this old flag and put God back at the center of our state government.
Is this part of the legislation that was passed?
It is. In God We Trust was mandated in the legislation to be on the new state flag.
I'm curious, what's been the reaction from Republicans and Democrats there in the state over this news?
You know, what's funny is, Todd, you know, our state is only about 8 years removed from having a fully Republican majority in our legislature. So it took, 126 years under Democrat rule to actually remove this Confederate battle flag from our state. It was a conservative effort, Republican effort from all statewide offices and our House and Senate to get this off. So over 60% of the legislature that are GOP voted with this, and those who did not, pretty much all supported removing it, but they also wanted a component to have the people have some input.
Well, I it's the irony here is that it took Republicans to change the state flag. That part of the story is not being covered in the national narrative here, Frank.
I'm not surprised, and you shouldn't be either.
No. I am curious, because being from the South, I mean, I'm fairly indifferent to this. I believe that we are, the United States of America. We have the American flag. This particular flag, though, was it really causing that much division in the state, or is this more of a national outrage?
Well, in state for a number of years now, Republicans and Democrats on both sides have called for a new state flag that was more unifying, that would bring people more together. You still had some black lawmakers that saw it as divisive from it being used during the 60s and in the 50s in a way that was oppressive through various organizations like the KKK. So when they looked at it, they saw that as an imagery. But on the conservative side, there was a lot of talk about how it was impacting our state, both economically and on the world stage. Last week or so, you saw where the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, came out saying that our state could not host any championship games if that flag stayed, along with other business organizations that said, hey, now's the time to take this stand. You have the votes now to do it. It's a very conservative thing to do to get that Democrat-Confederate battle flag down.
And when you had a couple of athletes, too, I think one from Mississippi State, one from Ole Miss, one who already left and said that was the reason why the flag, and the other what threatened to boycott unless the flag was changed.
That's correct. You know, and you've had both white and black, Republican, Democrat, people of all faiths come forward. The Southern Baptist Convention in our state, the Presbyterian Convention, they all came out in support of a new state flag that did not have that emblem on there.
All right. Well, I mean, look, I think it's, you know, the people have spoken. And again, the big story is that the Republicans were finally able to do what the Democrats could not do or refuse to do, which is remove the Confederate battle emblem off of the state flag.
Exactly. That's the story that should be told, because that's the truth.
All right. Well, Frank, good stuff here. And you guys are all over the story at yallpolitics.com. Frank, look forward to getting you back one of these days.
Thank you, sir. Have a good fourth.
All right. You too. Happy Independence Day. Frank Corder. So there you have. You know, that's one of the things we like to do is to, as Paul Harvey used to say, bring you the rest of the story. And that is the rest of the story. I guarantee you, most of you folks thought it was the Republicans who were trying to stop efforts to remove that emblem off of the state flag down in the state of Mississippi. And in fact, it was the Democrats. Imagine that. Imagine that. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. One of the things that we try to do here on the show, and I'm not sure I do a good enough job of this, but we have some great resources for you, things to help you, to inform you and entertain you. And one of those items is our daily podcast. We call it the Toddcast Podcast, and it is a free subscription. So all you have to do is go to our website, toddstearns.com, and you can download all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns Radio Show free of charge. And we take all the commercials out, so it's a great quick listen for those of you who might miss our live show on the radio. And we would love for you to go and go right now to the website, toddstearns.com, and sign up for this podcast. And I got to tell you, folks, we're very excited about the growth of this radio show, the growth of our website. We are already, for the month of June, we have hit a record number of readers on toddstearns.com, more than 6 million readers. That is unbelievable. But it really is thanks to you guys. I mean, you're reading our material, you're sharing our material, and that's all you. And so I just want to say thank you. I know the team here, they're very grateful. They work so hard to make sure that you have all of the news and information you need to make decisions, important decisions. And that's one of the reasons why just a month or so ago, we added our live show blog that call screener Avery does a terrific job updating and handling. And we just love doing those kinds of free things for this audience, because you guys are just awesome. So again, toddstearns.com, look at the very top of the page, and we make it real simple. Get a subscription to the daily podcast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
All right, you folks. Wow, you folks are not going to believe this. We do not have time to get the audio to you. We will play the audio tomorrow, and we'll post it on our live show blog. This is unbelievable. The tweet from Breaking 911. It's a great Twitter feed. If you haven't followed them, they're good folks. A reporter during the White House press briefing just a little while ago asked Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, perhaps one of the most absurd questions I have heard. And that says a lot, seeing how you have April Ryan and little Jimmy Acosta in that room. So the reporter asked Kayleigh McEnany, does President Trump believe it was a good thing that the South lost the Civil War? No, I'm not making this up, Caleb. This actually happened.
No, I'm sure he'd rather have been the president of the Confederacy or, whatever.
Well, he was technically a Yankee.
Oh, that's right. He would have been the president of the United States either way.
Yeah, whatever was left of the United States. Yeah. Does President Trump believe it was a good thing that the South lost the Civil War? You know what I would have done? And this is why they did not invite me to be the White House press secretary. I would have personally grabbed that guy, jerked a knot in that guy's tie, and dragged him out of the White House. Out of here, pal. What kind of a question is that?
Such a useless question, too. Like, it doesn't have any bearing on anything meaningful.
You know, what would be really funny is that the next time the president comes out, instead of playing Hail to the Chief, they play Dixie. That ought to...
Or just play the Dukes of Hazzard theme song.
Oh, the Dukes of Hazzard. That's a good one. Yes, absolutely. By the way, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, making an announcement just a few moments ago. He's going to cut around $1 billion. $1 billion. From the New York City police budget. $1 billion. There are reports, and I don't know if you have seen these reports. I have been told that hundreds of New York City police officers are putting in their papers. They're ready to call it a day. And it makes you wonder what New York City is going to look like if these budget cuts go through. $1 billion. So far, the New York City Police Department has reported 503 shootings between January 1st and yesterday. 503. Those shootings have killed or injured 605 people. According to information published by FoxNews.com, shootings were up 36% compared to the same time period in 2019. Just over the weekend, in the Big Apple, 25 shootings. Among those, a 17-year-old athlete. But as bad as things are in New York City, what's happening in Chicago is just unbelievable. We're talking dozens and dozens of people that have been shot dead. Not a single protest for those folks. Not a single protest march. And I'd be willing to say that those shootings had nothing to do with Confederate memorials, had nothing to do with the Confederate flag, had nothing to do with our founding fathers, had nothing to do with the Dukes of Hazzard or the Golden Girls or L'Oreal Cosmetics. But you see, those shootings, the real problem in America, they don't want to talk about, because that goes against their narrative. And that's a shame. Because until we talk about that problem, it's not going to get resolved. And quite frankly, I don't think the Democrats want that issue resolved. The Democrats thrive on the chaos in these inner cities. The Democrats thrive on the control and the power they wield over people of color in this nation. Keep in mind, folks, that when it came time for freedom, it was the Republican Party that stood in the gap. It was the Republican Party that fought to end slavery. It was the Republican Party that fought for the Civil Rights Act. It was the Republican Party that finally brought down the Confederate battle flag that flew over the state of Mississippi. It was the Republicans, not the Democrats. It was the Republicans. Just something to consider as we move forward, as we continue to understand what's happening in this country right now. Folks, I have no doubt that all of this is manufactured. These crises are manufactured to take out this president. Newt Gingrich, by the way, said something that was rather eye-opening. And again, when people like Newt Gingrich speak out, when people like Mike Huckabee, who was in the first hour of this show, speak out and they say they have some concerns, well, I believe they should be heard and we should listen to them. And Newt Gingrich, just a few days ago over the weekend, said that if they shut down the country again, if there is another shutdown, that this president is going to lose re-election. So again, a manufactured crisis. That's what we're dealing with here. You need to understand that we're not getting the full story on this coronavirus. We're not getting all of the information. And honestly, I don't believe that the medical experts have a clue what's going on. I truly don't. And the Democrats and the mainstream media, they don't care. They just want to go after the president. You know, the president retweeted some moron in a golf cart at the Villages who screamed out at the very end of some sort of a Twitter video about white power. And now all of a sudden the president's a racist, a card carrying racist. It's just nuts. So you got to look, we've been, I know you get tired of hearing me say this, but we are in a war for the future of this country and it's going to get ugly. The president is going to make mistakes, no doubt about it. He's human. He is fallible. But the mainstream media, they're not going to give him any benefit of the doubt. They never have, and they never will. Because he stands in the way of their ultimate agenda. And the ultimate agenda, the ultimate goal is complete control over the American people. That's what I believe this coronavirus has been all about. Trying to figure out how much control we the people are willing to give up to the government. And I think we failed that test. I think we failed it bigly. I mean, seriously, you think Joe Biden can be the leader of the free world? The man can't even eat breakfast cereal without help from a nurse. I mean, you really think that's possible? Pay attention, folks. Between now and November, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening, a lot of revelations coming out. We've still had the Durham investigation, and that's sort of been off everybody's radar. But we have things happening in this country that are going to help this president, that will reveal the truth of what's really going on here. Do not ever forget that this president, Donald John Trump, was the victim of a deep state coup to take out his presidency. You got to remember that. And the Democrats know that John Durham and Bill Barr are on top of this, and they're not going to rest until they get to the bottom of it. And we can only hope that justice is served in some capacity. Seriously. All right, folks, ToddStarnes.com. Hey, don't forget, get that free podcast, the Toddcast podcast. You can get that on ToddStarnes.com. Hey, we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Get out there. Have a great day. We'll see you on Tuesday.